Last year, the Federal Surface Transportation Board approved a plan proposed by the Alaska Railroad and the Matanuska-Susitna Borough to construct a rail line connecting Port McKenzie to the railroad's main line near Houston. Last month, three groups, Alaska Survival, the Sierra Club, and Cook Inlet Keeper, filed a legal challenge to the board's decision in the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The groups want the court to review the Surface Transportation Board's decision approving the rail line. Bob Shavelson is advocacy director for Cook Inlet Keeper.
Kinnick Arm is already home to some of the most notorious publicly funded boondoggles in the entire nation. Port Mac Rail Extension is yet another black hole for public funding. And we don't think that build it and they will come is a responsible development philosophy. And based on the Matsu Borough's track record, it's important to take a hard look at this project's economic viability before we spend hundreds of millions of dollars impacting Alaska salmon habitat.
Shavelson says so far, only a notice of appeal has been filed, but substantive documents will be filed later. Matsu Borough Mayor Larry DeVilbiss says the borough knows little about the complaint.
They lodged about a one-paragraph appeal to that decision, and so we don't even know, have any detail what in the world they're challenging. But that's gone to court, and our assembly went into executive session Tuesday and came out and gave very specific instructions to our attorney to file as an intervener to support the Surface Transportation Board decision.
The borough and the railroad are filing jointly to intervene in the litigation. The borough stands behind the record of decision, and DeVilbiss wants the state to back it, too. The STB spent nearly 3 years reviewing the potential environmental impacts and explained its findings in a 650-page environmental impact statement. I'm Ellen Lockyer.